Welcome to Smart Finance 360, the podcast where money matters meet innovative thinking. Every week, we dive deep into the world of finance, exploring trends, debunking myths, and bringing you the latest insights from industry experts. Whether you're a seasoned investor, a financial newbie, or somewhere in between, this is your go-to source for becoming financially savvy. Welcome to another episode of Smart Finance 360, Your Mortgage and More. Today, we're going to talk about specifically bridge loans, how to get one, what's the parameters. And we got Cam Peacock back here again. I'm excited to have him because he's going to go over kind of how to get one. And if you're interested in getting one, this is the episode for you. Cam, my man, thanks for being back on again.
How are we doing, my man?
Dude, bridge loans. So tell me, what is a bridge loan?
Yeah, a bridge loan is really what it is, you know, what it says. Bridge. We're bridging moving from one property to another property. So it just allows people to access some property or some money from property and move quickly. That's really the way to think.
So buy before you sell.
Exactly. Exactly.
So this is a really cool program because this can help a lot of real estate agents as well, if you're listening. Also, if you really want to win a deal and not have a contingency, and what a contingency means is you have to wait on something else. Maybe you have to wait on selling a house or wait to get the money you need, stuff like that. This makes it so there's no contingencies,
right?
Which would, you know, sellers love those offers.
Right.
So you can get a bridge loan to make sure to get rid of that contingency if you are having a hard time selling your house, or just, you know, gives you more flexibility.
Well, right. And think of the time frame. There's a lot of times people want to say, oh, well, I love that house that just went on the market, but I need to do some renovations. I need to work on some stuff on my house. This lets you get that house and then erase that monthly payment from your current property so that you can only worry about that new house.
It's pretty cool. It gives you flexibility. So essentially, they give you the bridge loan, pays off the house.
Mm-hmm.
What happens after that? What happens into the new house?
Yeah,
what do they use?
It's a great question, because we're going to pay off that house, right? And we're going to take some of that money and use it as down payment on your new house. So the two houses are connected in that way. The only nice piece is we're going to offer that old home. We're going to take that loan and we're going to pay off all that stuff and give you money. And then we're going to say, you have no monthly payment for a full year.
So because you're giving them a loan and they're not paying off their existing home at that point, basically it's equity you're buying into for that down payment. That's what their down payment is.
So the equity that's going to be moving over is the down payment.
Gotcha.
But we are actually paying off their full loan. So our loan would be the only one that's sitting there. There's no first. There's no second. We're going to pay off all that stuff, excess equity that's going to move over as down payment. And then you only have to worry about selling that house as fast as possible. And if you want to take some time, renovate it, you know, put some extra coatings, try to get a higher value, we absolutely support that.
That's very cool. So I didn't know that you just pay it all off.
We pay it all off.
Worry about it.
Yep.
So they don't have to worry about that because it's paid off.
Uh-huh.
And then they just get the remaining equity towards the down payment once it is sold.
Right.
Now there is that bridge loan, though. How much do they have to pay that? How does that work as far as how long do they have until they have to make payments on that bridge loan? Or how long do they have to pay it off?
So they have the full year, right?
Okay,
so you'll see documents and all those things will go through and you'll be like, oh, it'll show a payment on there. And it's like, yeah, because there's only technically one payment, the final one,
yeah,
right? So according to our documents, we'll say, oh yeah, there's only one payment. But if you pay it off early, then that's going to be way lower and you're going to be able to get rid of that loan that you were already going to sell that house anyway, and it's completely gone, and you got your new house earlier than you had to sell your house.
Let's say they can't paid off 12 months, what happens?
Then it just becomes a normal loan, right?
Gotcha.
Interest rate will be a little bit higher than it is when
interest
we do
only.
It. Right. It's interest only, but it's a total, complete, you know, loan. And even if that got to that point, let's say we're at 11 months and we're like, hey, we're having a hard time, you can just call us right back and we'll refinance that into an investment property.
Gotcha.
So you don't have to take that huge penalty. We'll just say, oh yeah, that's your investment property that you have now.
Okay. So you have options at that.
Oh yeah. We'll provide plenty of options with that.
Another cool thing I heard about this program is that they don't pit that against your debt to income ratio. So
right.
Some bridge loans do pit that against you. So as long as you qualify for the bridge loan plus the new loan, then we can make this work. But with you guys, you don't even count that other bridge loan payment because technically you have 12 months to pay it off. So that doesn't count against your debt to income.
Right. So
huge.
Normally a lot of people will say interest only for the two properties, right? We're saying since we paid it off and it's our program and that's our money we're lending you, we're going to say you have 12 months. Don't worry about it. And then you're only worrying about that new home that we're purchasing. That's the only one you got to worry about when it comes to qualifying. We're just going to get rid of the other one.
And that new loan that you're qualifying them, how do you, is it just normal income? What income documents do you need for that type of loan?
Same. I'll be really honest. This program we call internally our conventional program.
Oh, really?
These are your borrowers.
Yes.
These are people who just said, I love that home. I got to have it. And I can't wait to sell my house. But for all intents and purposes, these are perfectly.
So basically buy before you sell program conventional.
Exactly.
So if they're self-employed, obviously tax returns that you're going to need. If they are, W-2, they're going to need 2 months' worth of W-2s, 2 months' worth of pay stubs, all that jazz.
Yep.
Bank statements, all that stuff. Do you do bridge loans for, like, bank statement loans at all?
100%.
Cool. So they could do that as well on top of that. Get a bridge loan, then do the bank statement loan program.
Yep. We can do all of it. Yep. So probably third most common type of bridge loan that we're doing. What happens for people who are retired? They're like, hey, I only have this pension, but I'm buying a decent-sized house. So what we can do in a lot of ways, and this is probably pretty common with our bridge loan, we can take your equity from that house. Usually these people say, my departing residence is completely paid off. And they're we're gonna basically take that equity and we're gonna turn it into income to use for that new purchase. A sliver of it will be down payment, but the rest of it just becomes income.
Cool.
So it's totally a flexible, bendable loan that really is our best product.
That is a very cool product. A lot of real estate agents would like to learn more about that product.
Yes, exactly.
What about, you got the bridge loan, then you got the 30-year loan that we're doing.
Yep.
How many minimum payments do you have to make? Let's say they have enough cash once that bridge loan's paid off to pay off the whole house. How many payments do they have to make?
That's a great question. We just worry about a regular EPO or early payoff, which is just six payments, right?
Okay. Yep. So six payments.
You just got to make six payments. And if you do that, let's say we're at five and you're like, hey, I want to pay it off. We're going to be okay with that.
Cool.
Right? We're going to be pretty flexible.
Yeah.
If you get pretty close to that six payments, we're going to be all right.
Seems like a dynamite program.
Yeah.
Like a lot of people, if they really want the house and they're too scared about selling, that won't sell in time, this is the place to go.
I'll tell you, this is easily our most popular product. And this is for not just people like here in Utah. This is for people, I'm actually moving out of state. I got a job, let's say in California. We can go from Utah to California. We can go from Utah to Texas. We can go from anywhere to pretty much anywhere in the United States. So it's a completely flexible program.
As far as, within this program, you're getting the bridge loan. What's the minimum down payment on this for the 30-year fixed?
It's usually about 20%. So that's what really we're looking for. And that can be a mix. Let's say I only have 10% of that coming from my other property, from my bridge property.
Yeah.
But I have an additional 20% that I could use. We can mix those together so you're not using all of your personal or liquid funds, and we can mix and match and make it work however.
That's really cool.
And the crazy part even as well is there's times people want the bridge loan and they have the cash outside, but they want the 12 months. They say, I want 12 months to sell this house. I don't want to sell it yet. We've had people who do a no bridge loan where they just say, I want the time. I don't need the money. I want 6 months to sell this property. I want 6 months, to do things like that. I want to renovate it. I want to put an ADU on it, things like that. There's people who've done that.
That's really
completely.
How do you evaluate that on the bridge loan with equity? Do you do an appraisal on the existing house? Like, how does that work?
Two appraisals. We're going to do appraisal on both property because we need to set the proper values, right? Because if we're going to do certain money down, we just want to set the proper values. Yep. And that's the only reason we do the appraisal.
Okay, so you do the appraisal on their house as well. That's cool. What are some top scenarios for the bridge loan program that you see?
Yeah, great question. Usually there are three main ones. I already named one of them, which is those individuals who, they have that money. They need the equity to use. So that's our first one. I'd say our most common is upgrading. I have this home. I've lived here for, a good time and I have a ton of equity and I want to buy a bigger home.
Mm-hmm.
Really common. Second one is actually the opposite, is I have this home. I've lived here for 40 years and I've paid off my home. But I want to move closer to family. It's usually individuals who are retired. And so they say, I want to move closer to family. And so they're downgrading. And so what they'll do is they'll take a ton of that equity, put it down to our smallest loan on the purchase side. And then after six payments, they'll say, that house is sold. And now we're paying off this house. And they'll just be free of equity. That's our second most common. And so with those three scenarios, those are kind of
the three we run at the most. And minimum FICO on these?
680.
680.
Yep.
So you got a decent credit there.
Yep.
Okay, cool. Well, geez, I mean, is there anything else we need to talk about on the bridge loan? I think this is a compact, great episode, but if you're looking to get a bridge loan, this is a really, you crushed this out of the park. I'm trying to think of any other questions, but I think.
I would only say, the only thing I would say is, and this will be probably have to be another episode, but we can do the bridge on investments too.
No, let's dive in right now.
Oh, you want to do it? Let's do it. Yeah. So yeah, the investments, so this one can get a little tricky, and I don't want to get too much into the weeds because there's a lot in here.
Yeah.
So the investments is the same thing. We're basically going to say, we're going to purchase a new house, but it's a rental to a rental. And this is for experienced investors who actually want to upgrade their whole entire portfolio.
So let's say they maybe have a $130,000 property. They want to raise up to $230,000.
Bingo.
And have a different, you know.
Right. Range. So this is an older property, $130,000, right? And I want a newer one. But I've had this $130,000 property for, let's say, 10, 15 years.
Have enough equity in it.
Have a ton of equity in it. Now I can just upgrade my property. The difference of this is instead of it just being a regular 1031, I mean a bridge loan, it's a 1031. So we're actually going to save them the tax benefits.
So they get the same tax benefits.
Bingo.
So do you just call that a 1031 exchange loan kind of?
Call it a reverse 1031
bridge loan.
Yep.
All right. So throw me the scenario. Let's do that one. They have a $130,000 house. They're buying another house.
Mm-hmm.
How's
the process work? So this one is, I'm an individual. I have this $130,000 house. I own it free and clear. But I really have liked these homes that they just built that are probably, let's say, worth double, mm-hmm. right? What's going to happen is I'm going to reach out to a holding company or what we call an intermediary. They're going to assess the two properties, and that's where the tax benefits come in. Mm-hmm. And disclaimer, I'm not a tax expert. I can't say I am.
Yeah.
But they'll basically assess those two properties and say, these are like properties, and this will work for the 1031, which will save the tax benefits, mm-hmm. right? Then what they're going to do is we'll use that equity from their departing residence and purchase the new property. What will then happen is that departing residence will be moved into an LLC or be held by that company. They have 6 months. That's the difference from the regular bridge loan.
Okay.
6 months to sell it. Once that's sold, those funds are dispersed into the 1031. Normally, if we don't do anything and touch nothing, those funds have to move to the property and pay down our equity. Now, that's only worrisome mm-hmm. because of our 6 payments that we have to have. But they can flip it right there to a forward-facing 1031 and go buy other properties, which is what we usually recommend.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. So it usually turns into, I bought this property and upgraded, but I actually have some equity to go purchase another property. And that's usually what
really happens. Cool. So it just basically gives them breathing room on the primary to, you know, upgrade it, whatever they need, gives them time, and then they can go. I like the reverse piece.
They
take the Uno card out.
Literally. Yeah. They're literally going to say, wow, you gave me my money and I purchased a new property. I'm going to go buy another property. That's literally what it is.
Amazing.
The crazy part about these bridge loans is they're endless in possibilities. So we can do double bridges where they say, I'm going to sell
a bridge
these
loan within a bridge loan.
I can do
It's like Inception with loans.
Bridgeception. we just closed the loan where a guy, this reverse 1031, they were sold 4 properties into one new big purchase. And you can do investment to primary or investment to investment. You can do all types of bridge loans.
Wow.
You just have, the only piece that I always recommend, is you need to make sure that the holding company is fully involved. Because I'll say, oh, you're going to save tax benefits and that will help you, but I can't guarantee that.
Yeah.
It'll be the holding company.
Let them guarantee it.
Correct.
Let tax people do
correct.
Tax stuff.
Because I don't do taxes. I do loans.
Yeah.
Right.
You can get the bridge loan figured out.
Right.
The tax benefits side, they got to get their ducks in a row.
They got to make sure that that's all clean. But yeah.
That is cool. That is definitely another episode we can really dive in. But so many endless possibilities with the bridge loan for investors.
Right.
For real estate agents,
right.
Just to be able to have something to educate consumers that may be worried about their property that needs to be upgraded or they want to sell,
right.
But they don't think they can. It's the, you know, buy before you sell, like just buy it now,
right.
Program.
Exactly.
So,
buy now.
Very cool. Well, Cam, thanks for having.
No worries, brother.
Again, we're going to get you on another program. You know, you have so many programs you guys have that are great, but you know, if you're looking into getting, you know, a bridge loan, this is a great episode for you. And also, for investors as well, if they want to check out the bridge loans and do the bridgeception, we'll call it.
Bridgeception.
This is a great episode as well. So reach out to us for any bridge loan financing.